Hi there, I'm Pastor Rod Parsley, and I sure want to thank you for listening to today's podcast. I'm the senior pastor of World Harvest Church, where we love God and love people, and I hope you'll be inspired by today's message. Now, for more great content and lots of updates, I'd love to connect with you online at rodparsley.com. But right now, let's head into today's episode.
Remember Desmond Doss? Give me the strength to go get just one more. Give me the strength to get just one more. But I want to talk to you today about something far beyond the scope of human limitation. I want to get you in touch today with something beyond yourself. I want to go into what Moana felt when she stood out on the shore and she looked out there and she said, something inside me is calling me beyond that horizon. How many of you are ready to go where you've never gone? How many of you are ready to see what you've never seen? How many of you are ready to experience what you've never experienced? Then throw both hands up and shout, today I receive spiritual power beyond myself. Now give God a praise for giving it to you. Be seated. Here's what I wanted to talk to you about. Acts 2, verse 38. Then the apostle Peter said to them, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of your sins. And you shall subsequently receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. So if you leave it up there, what's the pattern? Number one, repent, turn, become born again. Become a new creature which has never existed before. Receive the blood of Jesus Christ to cleanse you from all unrighteousness and cause you to become a brand new creature. That's what happens when you accept Christ. That's what happens when you become born again. That's what happens when you surrender your life to the Lordship of Jesus Christ. He is now your Lord, your Savior, and you have received the gift of eternal life through repentance from dead works, repentance from your sins, repentance from who you are, casting your life upon His mercy and His grace. At that moment, you receive His forgiveness and you are a brand new creature. So high five somebody and tell them your spiritual birthday instead of your natural birthday. Secondly, he says, and be baptized. Look, not some of you, every one of you. Now, some of you may have accepted Christ. We've had over 500 people give their lives to Jesus Christ at this altar in the last three Sundays. Okay, thank you for your patty cakes and your, see, you're telling me why I need to preach this sermon. Because you don't value the worth of a soul. 500 people will never have to breathe in the noxious flames of an eternal hell. 500 people will not have to gnaw their tongues for pain. 500 people will not cry out for the rocks to fall upon them. 500 people will worship before the throne of God for eternity. I'm going to try one more time. 500 souls came into the kingdom of God in three Sundays. Huh. You say, well, some of them were baptized when they were babies. Some of them were sprinkled in a religious ceremony. Do you know what I say about folks who were sprinkled? They got saved in spots. Right? Because the word baptizo, to baptize, means to fully immerse. Why? It's a symbol that your life is now dead in a watery grave, and that you have shared with Jesus in his death, and now you share with him in his resurrection from the dead. So don't be thinking about yourself, staring back at yourself in that mirror like you are nobody. You are somebody looking for a place to happen. You're a miracle looking for a place to explode. You're full of destiny. You're full of purpose. You're full of power. You're full of energy. You're full of hope and full of joy and full of mercy and full of grace. Shout yeah! Give me my scripture. Then Peter said to them, shout it. The word shout means with full volume and energy. Then Peter said to them, yes. You can probably do it better if you look at your neighbor. Then Peter said to them, yes. And be we're going to change baptism around here a little bit. I'm just going to parenthetically insert this. I'm thinking about getting two great big tanks and putting them as close to Gender Road as I can get them. Just as soon as somebody bows the knee, they're going to take the water. Make a commitment. Make a commitment. You get good and wet, brother and sister. You come up out of there shouting the praises of God. You know you were once amazing grace. How sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost and now I'm found. I wish I had half a church. I was blind and now I see. Give him 30 seconds of praise. No, you had 15 seconds. Shout, give me just one more. Give me just one more. All right, here we go. And number three, when you're baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of your sins, you will, shout, I will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. Follow the bouncing preacher. Ghost. Because when you say spirit, you think of Casper. Oh, I'm out of my... I'm showing my age again. Casper was the little white friendly ghost. Let me tell you about the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost will knock hell out of you. The Holy Ghost will burn like fire. Shut up in your bones. Excuse me. I don't mean to get all Pentecostal on you. I'm trying to be nice. I said the Holy Ghost will feel like fire. Shut up in your bones. A phone, the Holy Ghost will do for you, my age, what a phone booth did for Clark Kent. And it will do for you, those of you of a newer generation, what the Force did for Yoda. I dare you to stand up and shout at the top of your voice, I got the Force with me. Hold up your left hand and say, devil, you better start fearing this. Because with this hand, I drive out devils and I heal the sick. With this mouth, I bind principalities and powers. Now throw your hands up and shout, the Force is with me. You better back up, devil. You better back up sickness. You better back up cancer. You better back up lung disease. You better back up heart failure. You better back up cataracts. You better back up, you murdering spirit. You're not going to touch my children. Be seated. The Holy Ghost. Now, Moana Moana, she kind of described it this way. Her little heart said, there's something in me that keeps wanting more. There's something that just keeps driving me. I know I can make a difference, but I can't do it here. I can't do it among these people. I can't do it in my current circumstance. I got to get out here. I got to get beyond myself. I got to get beyond my surroundings. I got to go somewhere I've never been. But something in me just keeps pushing me. Something in me just keeps driving me. You know why some of you are so lifeless? You know why you're so tired all the time? You know why you got to have 15 cups of coffee to make it up in the morning? You know why you want to go to bed at 3 o'clock in the afternoon? You want to know why you're so overwhelmed by everything? Have you ever been around people that, like, I love to use the word against mountains, but look, y'all are mountain climbing over molehills. Man, come on, get some life. Jesus said, I've not seen so great a faith, not in all Israel. Are you listening, Elkhart? I'm just getting warmed up for you this week, baby. I'm coming at you. You ever get around people? Just every single thing is a mountain. I looked at somebody last week, I said, what would you do if you, like, faced a real crisis? The devil don't even have to give most people a mountain. He just keeps you busy with molehills. You sound like the news media. What's wrong with you? I lost my coupons. Why are you so cast down? Oklahoma lost Iowa State. Really, man, you spend your life mountain climbing over molehills. Jesus said, say to this one, go, and it goes. Say to that one, go, and I'm so fearful. He has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound, and I'm so confused. Then start talking to yourself. And you don't have to say it 5,000 times. He heard you the first time. You've never heard, I feel the Holy Ghost. You've never prayed the prayer, Sister Jolly. He didn't hear and answer the moment you prayed it. Our Heavenly Father knows the need before we pray, and you can rest assured that the answer's already on the way. Let me parenthetically insert this. Quit trying to please God. You can't please Him. He's already pleased. You might as well just accept it. He loves you. He loves you. Don't ask me why. He obviously knows something I don't know. He loves you. He loves you in the morning sun. He loves you in the evening rain. He loves you when you get it right, and loves you more when you mess it up. He has an issue. He just can't stop loving you. It's not hard to love Him. We love Him because of a revelation that He first loved us. And if He loved me, man, He can love anybody. He can love you. And I'm not talking about that do you love me, circle one, yes or no, elementary school love. I'm talking about a love that'll take off you what you don't need and put on you everything you do. I'm talking about a love that will forgive your darkest, deepest secrets. I'm talking about a love that will cleanse you of all unrighteousness. I'm talking about a love that'll make you want to serve him. You didn't hear what I preached just now. Am I getting through to anybody? So what Moana was dealing with is what I want you to have to deal with. I look around and I see some believers. They're beaten and battered, but they're never bowed. I hope that my life has been some kind of an example to you. I hope that in some way you've seen that this is power beyond my human ability. I hope you understand that for 7 years running, when they told me they were going to shut us down and there was absolutely nothing I could do about it, I hope you understand you're not the only one that's ever crawled the floor and eaten the carpet at night and said to God, I don't see a way out, but I don't have to see a way out because you told me there was one. So just as soon as you can let me know, I'd appreciate that very much. But until then, with joy, I'll go on singing. Until then, with faith, I'll carry on. Shove your neighbor and say, you got power. May the force be with you. Here's what I've got. Here's what people like that have. They have an irresistible desire. Did you ever have an itch you just could not get scratched? Okay. Just lose him and let him go. Did you ever have a scratch you couldn't itch? An itch you couldn't scratch, I guess it is. Come up here, Fayez, run. Run up here. Run up here. Run up here. Run up here. Now, for those of you that haven't been around church much and you're a little nervous, don't worry about it. I'm not going to knock him out, but he's going to get something he's never had because God's about to give him a 7 times greater power in the Holy Spirit now. Just point your finger at him and say, the force be with you. Look at your wife and say, the force be with you. Look at your neighbor and say, the force be with you. Hallelujah. Let me tell you what's going on right now. Some of us are getting in touch with something that's beyond us. You need to learn to pray till it's not you pray anymore. You need to learn to talk till it's not you talking anymore. You need to move till it's not you moving anymore. You're about to see yourself do things you never dreamed you could do. You're about to move in things you never dreamed you could move in. You're about to get revelation you never dreamed you could have. Power you never dreamed was possible. Get up on your feet and shout, the force is with me. Keep shouting. All right, get him up. You don't need to whisper over him. Get him up. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Sit him down on the front row. You and Amanda don't ever be anywhere else but on the front row. Anybody pastoring 13 churches for us in Pakistan ought to be on the front row when they're here. I prophesy there are going to be riots trying to get in the first 3 rows around here because we recognize there's a fire burning. People are going to start showing up early and just walking around the church, praying in the Holy Spirit instead of slinking in after they've had three donuts and four cups of coffee and sit there like some dead log on a pew because they have no energy, because they have no power, because they have no life, because they have no inward desire compelling them. See, the reason you're so weary is because you're trying to do everything in your flesh. You can't get out of bed. You hit the snooze button three times. If you had an inward desire, you'd leap out of bed saying, "Where's the devil I get to trample out of my life today?" Shout just because you can. When I had vocal cord cancer, don't you think my body wanted to lay down? Don't you think my mind wanted to give up? But my Bible tells me, you can take that out of the tape. I don't want to offend anybody. My Bible tells me that my spirit shall sustain all of my infirmity. The force is with me. People say, "Why don't you quit?" Sometimes I say, "I'd sure like to." And every time I try to lay down on the mat, it's like a springboard. And something inside me that's bigger than me says, "Get up. I'm not done with you yet." I got an inward desire. I got a motivation to serve an infallible leader. Governments never get it right. That's why this is a kingdom, not a democracy. I'm in a kingdom, man. I have one source to tell me what's right and wrong. I don't have any debate with you. "Well, let's debate this, let's debate that." Every time somebody says that, I just throw a Bible out on the table. Ain't nothing to debate. Good is good. Right is right. Wrong is wrong. God is exalted. Jesus is Lord. Love Him with your whole heart, mind, soul, and strength. And love everybody else like you love Him. And everything gonna work out just fine. Throw your hand at me and say, "Go ahead and preach, white boy." Say, "I have an inward desire to serve an infallible leader." Now here's where it gets good. With absolute power. I just told you had absolute power. Jesus said, "All power in heaven and earth is given unto me," right? "And behold, I give you that same power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of any enemy, and nothing shall by any means harm you." The force is with you. Think about what you're going through. Now shout because you're about to get through. He can't stop you. He can't block you. He can't hinder you. He can't hide you. He can't deny you. Look at somebody and shout till they get unnerved and say, "The force be with you." And that irresistible power is based on absolute truth. So I'm going to get everybody caught up. I have exactly 7 minutes. And I'm going to get you from where you are right now. I don't care who you are. I don't care. I'm going to get Elder Canfield from where he is to where he never dreamed he could be in God. And if it's going to happen for him, what in the world do you think is going to happen for you? So give God praise before we even head into it. Come on, believe it. Come on, little Yodas. Believe it. Believe it. All things are possible to him that believeth. Believe it. Believe it. See it. Speak it. Say it. Receive it. All right, be seated. Get every one of these down if you can. You're about to receive miracle working power. Acts 10:38. But consider Jesus of Nazareth, a man who went about doing good and healing all. I said all. And healing. Well, sometimes it's not God's will. You can't find that in the Bible. See, this power is based on absolute truth. Perfect faith cannot exist where the will of God remains unknown. No, I just gave you more than you can chew on. Perfect faith cannot exist where the will of God remains unknown until you know the will of God and that it is absolute truth. You cannot operate in faith. If you're wandering, you're wondering. If you're wondering, you're wandering. You're vacillating between two mutually exclusive expectations. It's quiet. See, it's based on absolute truth. And you shall receive power after that the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you will be witnesses, my witnesses, my witnesses in Judea, Samaria, and under the uttermost part of the earth. Right? In Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, the uttermost part of the earth. Got it. What's a witness? See, this is why you can't just read the Bible. You have to read the Bible. The reason for God to give you power is to be a witness. What's a witness? A witness is a person who testifies of the truth. While the truth is yet unseen. Come up here, Mr. So-and-so, and tell us what you saw. Well, I was out yonder on the back 40. It was a snowy day. And I saw tracks. Yes, and what did those tracks appear to be? Well, I've been a deer hunter for the last 40 years. Them was buck deer tracks. Mm-hmm. And did you capture said deer? Nope. Do you see said deer in the courtroom? Nope. But you know of a surety that it was a buck deer. Yes, sir. And all of a sudden, the back door of the courtroom bursts open, and a 14-point buck bursts through the back doors. And old Clem says, well, there he is now. All of a sudden, no one has any doubt that what Clem had testified to was true. So a witness is not only one who testifies of the truth, but by testifying of the truth, causes the proof to show up. Now what you got, my dear brother and sister, is not just something you talk about. You got the proof. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now here's the proof. Now I'm found. Have you seen the change in me? Have you seen my eyes don't look the same? I don't walk the same. I don't talk the same. I don't go to the same places. Now I am a witness. I testify that God is a healer. And then I show folk the pictures of cancer eating away my vocal cord. I not only talk about it, I got proof. And some of you are sitting there that weak-kneed, milksop, milk toast. I go to church on Sunday and hope God gets me to heaven and I don't die with cancer. Power. The only reason to have a body is to express the life in it. And from the looks of some of y'all, there ain't much life. Life. Vitality. I'm not talking about jumping and screaming. I'm talking about your attitude toward life. Is your attitude toward life to make it through the day? Or is your attitude in life to conquer every minute and grab that thing like a rat terrier shakes a mouse and shake the daylights out of it? Are you a contributor or a consumer? Are you drained or full? You're quiet. Some of you are like, let me share it with you this way, and I'm closing. Let me share it with you this way. 3 weeks ago, I asked you, I said, do you remember, just let God take you back and let you remember when you first received him in that moment when everything became new. Everything looked different, smelled different, felt different. I told folks I felt like I'd had a lye soap bath that my mom used to give me in a number 3 washtub on the outside. I felt like I'd had one of those on the inside, that everything had just been cleansed. My mind felt clean. My body felt clean. Everything felt clean. The air smelled different. Do you remember the joy that you experienced when you knew that your sins were forgiven and God had given you eternal life? If you remember that moment, jump up and shout for 10 seconds. Come on. Come on. The psalmist said, return to me the joy of my salvation. Ask him for it right now. Overwhelming joy. Be seated. Now then, God said that he, subsequent to that moment, would give you another experience. It's called the baptism in or with the Holy Spirit. This is the baptism spoken of in Acts 1 and Acts 2, the baptism of power. John the Baptist said it this way, there's one coming after me. I baptize you with water, so that they're two-thirds of the way, right? Baptized with water, repented. John said, I baptize you unto repentance. So repentance, water baptism. But then John said, there's one coming after me, Jesus. I'm not worthy to stoop down and untie his shoes. He will baptize you after repentance and after water with the Holy Spirit and fire. So before you're born again, it's impossible for you to receive. But the moment you're born again, you are a candidate. So there are three issues. Number one, there is the baptism. Yes? I said there's the baptism. All right? There's the candidate. So who is a candidate to receive such power? Anyone who's born again, anyone who surrendered their life to Christ, the candidate. Then there's the element. You're going to be baptized. You are going to be baptized in what? In the Holy, no, in water first. But then Jesus is going to baptize you in what? The Holy Spirit. It's one thing for the Holy Spirit to be with me, like this water is with me. It's another thing for it to be in me. And Jesus said, he that is with you, the Holy Spirit, when you're born again, shall be in you. Who is this Holy Spirit? Why, he's the same one that raised Christ from the dead. Who is this Holy Spirit? He's the one that appeared on the heads of the 120 like flames of fire and sat upon every one of them. Who is this Holy Spirit? He's the one that caused cowering Peter to stand up and preach the first evangelistic crusade of the infant church and see 3,000 born again that day. It's this Holy Spirit. His wisdom, his knowledge, his might, his dominion, his power, his glory, his healing, his health, his wholeness, his mercy, his grace. The only reasons to have a body is to express the life in it, to express the life that's in it. And so I have to wonder about some born again folks. Where's the Spirit? Well, I'm born again, I'm going to heaven. Well, that's what born again does. It gets you ready for heaven. But I'm not talking about something gets you ready for heaven. I'm talking about something gets you ready for tomorrow. I'm talking about something gets you ready for today. I'm talking about something when the doctor looks at you and says you have to die. Well, yeah, your sins are forgiven. You're going to heaven. But how about a Holy Spirit that will bring all things to your remembrance whatsoever Jesus has commanded you and remind you of Acts 10:38. One of the 10:38s, consider Jesus of Nazareth, a man who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil. And let that thing rise up on the inside of you and say, cancer, you're the one that's going to die, not me. I thought somebody wanted some power. Give me a pencil, a pen or something. No, don't open it. So we got saints. Oh, there's power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. I wish Pastor wouldn't preach so long, and before you can get out the driveway. Now y'all come out here and help me pray for this man diagnosed with stage 4 cancer. Just a minute, Pastor. You can't get victory over something no bigger than your finger. You want to talk to me about power? You ain't got no power. You got a showing off spirit. Don't be talking to me about your power. I want folks to have power. I want folks that the devil gets in a phone booth and dials 911 when you get up in the morning. I want people with power to get out of bed in the morning and comb their hair with something other than a wagon wheel and polish their shoes with something other than a Hershey bar and show up at work 15 minutes early. I'd like for one employee to come to me and say, would you give me some more work? Instead of needing 42 assistants to do what I paid you to do. I want a church baptized in power, baptized in love, baptized in mercy. I want a church that walks between the frozen peas and carrots, and somebody pushing a grocery cart makes an altar out of it and says, my God, lady, you convict me of my sin. What must I do to be a Christian? I want somebody out on the Little League football and soccer field to walk past somebody in a wheelchair and their shadow touch them. That's the church. That's this mighty power. No more weak, paralytic, anemic, myopic church. A church full of power. A church that makes the book of Acts look like a Sunday school picnic. You want to be part of that church? No, I'm not sure. Okay, wait a minute. I'm going to say one more thing. Now look, I don't mean to offend anybody. I really don't. I love you. I told my team, I said, I'm going to try to preach this as succinctly as I can so everybody can understand it. I don't want to go all Pentecostal off on folks. I want folks to understand. And I want you to understand. But he said the baptism in the Holy Spirit is a baptism of fire. And here's what I found out. Anybody got a lighter? Match, you all afraid now because of the cigarette thing. Somebody just give me a lighter or a match or something. One of those things you light candles with or something. You're a blessing. Huh?
It's not mine.
I bet it used to be yours.
It used to be, but not
now. This is a pretty one, this pink. Hear that. Those of you that want to sit so still, I just wonder if I just... I knew a sailor jumped. Why are you doing that? Why are you moving all around? What if I throw it in your lap? What if I throw it in your lap? You're just going to sit there like, kumbaya, my Lord, kumbaya. You're not going to do that. So don't be telling me that your little quiet, nice demeanor, you're full of the same spirit that invaded the borrowed tomb of Joseph of Arimathea and raised to life again the three-day dead body of the Prince of God. The only reason you got that body is to express the life in it. So on three, why don't you just let it go? One, two, three. Come on, a fire is self-announcing. We get you on fire. We won't have to buy radio time. We won't have to buy TV time. We won't have to send out mailings, because you'll be so on fire for God. Miracles, signs, and wonders happening everywhere. Throw your hands up and say, the force is with me.
Hey, thanks for listening to today's episode. If you enjoyed it, I want to invite you to tell someone in your life about the podcast. Hope you'll do it today. Head on over to iTunes and leave a review. Share it on your social networks for me. Really helps me get the word out. I'd love for you to connect with me on Facebook, on Twitter, on Instagram. No easier way for me to minister to you every day and throughout the day, and for us to join together in faith as God moves in and through your life. You can find links to all my pages at rodparsley.com. God bless you now, and I hope you'll listen again soon.